It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
So I was this close to calling in today because I was clipping my nails last night. And you know, sometimes when you clip your nails and you take it a little too far into the quick, well, that's what happened with my index finger on my right hand, which is the hand that I use to hit buttons. So it's incredibly inconvenient, and I came this close to calling in, but I decided that I owed it to you, the listener, to be a trooper today and to be here and do this show because I'm that tough. So here we are, and we're going to do this show despite the fact that I am injured. That's what we're doing. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and the SD Gunner Fund. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons that, you know, I could probably call them up, and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so we've got a lot to get into. I don't even know why I fill out a bracket. It's stupid. It's just dumb. Because when I do this thing, I said this last week, I feel great about when I first fill the thing out. And, you know, I go through and I kind of look at matchups and I'm like, yeah, like I think this is going to happen. And then that first weekend, the whole thing is just blasted to hell. And, you know, I get back on here the next weekend and, you know, I have to tell you guys that, you know, my bracket's pretty well busted, which it was after that first weekend. I only had two of my four final teams left after the first weekend. But, you know, and then we get to the Sweet 16, and so last week I come in here, I'm like, all right, you know, these are the teams that are left. This is what's going to happen. Nope. That's the beauty of the NCAA basketball tournament. I said this last week. I'll say it again. It is the best playoff format in all of sport. There is not one that is better. So your final four teams, Auburn, Florida, Duke, and Houston, all number one teams, second time in history that's happened. I didn't think Auburn would get there because I felt like they were kind of stumbling coming down the stretch. I didn't think Houston would get there because they didn't really play a tough schedule. So I really wasn't sure how good they were. And yet, here they both are. Duke and Florida. I picked Florida to win the whole dang thing. At least they're still there. I had Duke losing to Liberty. Yeah, I had Duke losing to Liberty in like the Sweet 16 or whatever it was. Liberty didn't get out of the first round. So the Blue Devils, the Auburn Tigers, the Florida Gators, and Houston still all in, all number one seeds. You know, the Elite Eight matchups or the Sweet 16 matchups, Auburn takes down Michigan, and then Auburn beats Mississippi State. Michigan State, yeah. And then Florida takes out Texas Tech in the Elite Eight, and they took out Maryland in the Sweet 16. Duke got by Alabama in the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four and took out Arizona in the Sweet 16. Houston took out Tennessee, and they took out Purdue before that. Here's the interesting thing. There was a chance. There was, going into the Elite Eight, there was a chance where you had four SEC teams all with a chance to reach the Final Four. Tennessee was there. Alabama was there. Auburn got in, and so did Florida. And so if Alabama and Tennessee had won their games, which wasn't out of the realm of possibilities, you would have had an all-SEC Final Four. I'm pretty sure, you know, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that there has never been a Final Four that has had all four teams from the same conference. The SEC was that close to pulling that off and had, you know, teams in there to do it. Alabama and Tennessee, both really good teams throughout the regular season. Duke got them and Houston got them, so we get the all number one seeds. So the way I see this going, I'm going to stick with my stance on Houston. Yeah, I mean, they've gotten there, right? So they've beaten Purdue. They beat Gonzaga. They did beat Tennessee. And then they beat SIU Edwardsville. Gonzaga always falls flat on their face in the tournament, so okay. Purdue, pretty decent Big Ten team. All right. Tennessee, big win. Big win. Tennessee's a really good basketball team. So I'm looking at all of that, the path that Houston took, and I really see one win, only one, that I'm actually really impressed with, and that's the Tennessee win. Duke gets there by beating Alabama. That's impressive. Arizona, Pac, or Big 12 team, I guess now. They beat Baylor, And they beat, you know, Mount St. Mary in the first round. So I'm looking at Duke, and I'm like, kind of the same with Houston, but I respect Duke a little bit more. I think they've got the best player in the country, and they've got all that tradition behind them. But I still look at them, and I say, you know, one really good win, Alabama. Auburn got there by beating Michigan State. They beat Creighton. And they beat Alabama State. Creighton's a good win. It's a good win. Michigan is okay. Michigan State's a really good win. I look at and again, you know, these games get tougher as the deeper you go. So, you know, it's to be understood that the tougher games are going to be deeper in the tournament. Same with Auburn. You know, one really good win. Michigan State, I feel like. Michigan, maybe. And then I look at the Gators. Texas Tech, really good squad. They got past them. And then you had Maryland. They got past them. Maryland's, okay. All right. Texas Tech, Maryland, UConn, back-to-back defending national champion, got by them. And in the first round, they had Norfolk State. So the path for the Gators hasn't been really that difficult. Texas Tech and UConn, I'll give them two. I'll give them two quality wins on their way, which is more, but it's still, like, not super tough. I feel like the Texas Tech game for Florida was probably an easier draw than Mississippi or Michigan State, than Alabama and Tennessee. All the other three ones had to play. So Florida probably had the easiest road, but I still think they're the best team. I think they were playing the best down the stretch. They won the SEC tournament. They look really, really good. So I'm going to take Florida over Auburn, and I'm going to take Duke over Houston, which will give us Florida and Duke in the national championship game. If that's the matchup, the networks will be drooling because that's ratings. That's blockbuster. That's two premier programs. I don't know if I consider Florida a blue blood, but Florida does have a couple of national championships under their belt, and then all of that stuff that Duke's done, they are a true blue blood. So, yeah, I feel like that would be a premier matchup for the networks. They're probably going to be pretty happy. I think the worst-case scenario for the networks is if they end up with Auburn and Houston. I don't think that's got the cachet that Florida and Duke would have. So if you're the networks, you're rooting against Houston, you're rooting against Auburn, you're rooting for Duke, and you are rooting for Florida to get there because Florida-Duke is a ratings bonanza. It is.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southern Sports Edition recently announced the players that will be on the cover for their annual high school football preview issue. From Brunswick High, Grant Moore. Glen Academy will be Ty Chisholm. From Camden will be Parks Riandu. From Frederica will be Fuller Wimberly. Brantley will have Caden Hendricks. And MCA will have Makai Jackson as their representative. Congrats to these young men. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Sometimes the horn feels too loud and I get scared. But with my service dog, I feel safe. He helps me talk, calm down, and make friends. I just want to be brave like him.
Help us bring service dogs to children who need them. Follow SD Gunner Fund on Facebook or go to sdgunnerfund.org today to learn how you can help. SD Gunner Fund. Service dogs for exceptional humans. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
They're hitting the panic button in Atlanta, and as they should be. It is a mess. The Braves have started winless, 0-6. They've been swept by the Padres. They've been swept by the Dodgers. The bullpen has been abysmal. The Braves aren't hitting, and the starting rotation has been meh. The only bright spot is Spencer Schwellenbach. I mean, that's the only thing, the only person that's done anything remotely close to what their job's supposed to be. He's the only one. I'm going to get to some numbers in a minute, and offensively, it's staggering. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and the SD Gunner Fund. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive in Brunswick off of Highway 82, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so get ready, because this is nutty. So the Braves have a starting lineup. They're starting nine, right? Ozzie Albies, Michael Harris, Jared Kelnick, Austin Riley, Orlando Arcia, Drake Baldwin, Olsen Ozuna Profar. And I know, right, like Profar's not playing. We're going to talk about that next segment. So Ozzie Albies, 185. That's what he's hitting. Michael Harris, 160. Jared Kelnick, 150. Austin Riley, 111. You're seeing the trend here. Arcia, 154. Drake Baldwin, 056. Matt Olson, 182. Ozuna, 188. Profar was hitting 200 before he got suspended. The guy that led the team in average was hitting 200. He had the best average among the starting nine, and he was hitting 200 on the dot. Everybody else is hitting under 200. Let me rewind the clock back to 2023. The Braves set an all-time record for home runs in a single season in 2023. Their offense was prolific. It was deep. There was nowhere to go to get an out. 2024 happens, and you have all sorts of what would be considered off years. Matt Olson, Ozzie Albies was hurt a lot. Olson was hurt. Riley missed the last part of the season. He had an off year. Ozuna had a great year. He was the only one. A lot of guys in the lineup last year. Murphy missed a lot of time. He's out now. Murphy missed a lot of time, and a lot of guys in 2024, when you look at what their 2023 numbers, maybe as the ceiling, and then the 2024 numbers, maybe as the floor. So you kind of figured heading into 2025, you know, they would level out and you would see better production. To this point, and I know it's early, I get it, but to this point, the 2024 offense looks more like what the Braves actually are based upon early 2025. They have found amazing ways to win games or to lose games. Bullpen collapses. That's been the most part of it. Bullpen collapses, shoddy starting pitching, and then, of course, the offense can't score runs. So I guess at least if they're doing it, right, if they're going to lose, they're not finding one particular way. They're just doing it every which way. They're not, you know, they're going all out. You know, they're not half-tailing it. If you're going to do something, do it right. And they are. They're not hitting. Starting pitching stinks. Bullpen sucks. So at least they're in all three phases, they're being consistent. That's all you can ask of anybody, any team ever in life is consistency. That's all you can ask. You just want consistency. And right now, Braves are being pretty consistent. Here are the ERA numbers. This is your starting rotation, at least to this point. Chris Sale, 540. That's your reigning NL Cy Young winner. Grant Holmes, 720. It's a guy that pitched his way into the rotation in the spring and had like a 1-point-something ERA. Smith Shauver, 450. Bryce Elder, which you kind of expect this from Bryce Elder. I'm really I guess the Braves are glad they held on to him now for some depth. 675. That's his ERA. Ronaldo Lopez, before he got hurt, 540. The only bright spot, Spencer Schwellenbach, zeros. 0.00. He's the only one that's pitched decent out of the rotation. He's the only one. Ronaldo Lopez is now out. They're gonna miss him for a few months in the rotation, which is already thin. Thin. And traded away Ian Anderson because he couldn't throw strikes. I don't know what they're going to do in the rotation, to be honest with you. You know, they called up Bryce Elder. They've released Chavez. And then Hector Neris was released because he couldn't figure out how to get out Major League hitters anymore. Let's talk about the bullpen ERA. Talk about Hector Neris. We'll start with him. Formerly of the Atlanta Braves, Hector Neris, who is no longer on the team because he had an ERA of 45. 45. I think he might have gotten one out in all of his outings. He might have gotten one batter. The closer, Raisel Iglesias, 450. Deisbel Hernandez, who they're going to lean on heavy in late-inning situations, and even six. Aaron Bummer, who they're going to lean on heavy to get out left-handers later in the game, 1080. Chavez was released. He had an ERA of 4.5. This thing is going off the rails really quickly. And I don't know what the answer is. Profar is now suspended, so you've got to figure out left field. Brian De La Cruz is going to be the guy, I guess, until maybe Alex Verdugo is ready. He's at Gwinnett. He signed a minor league deal, so he's not even in playing shape yet. He just reported to Gwinnett last week. So it's going to be a minimum of a couple of weeks before you get him, if you decide to go that route. De La Cruz has not ever really been a good hitter. You got Jared Kelnick playing in right, and I've told you what I think of Jared Kelnick. He stinks. He's going to end up being a journeyman outfielder. He's going to end up being a fourth outfielder. He's only like 25 now, but, you know, he's on his way. So, yeah, it's a mess in the outfield. Acuna will come back at some point in May. But even when that happens, you're still going to have Kelnick playing every day because Profar's gone. Great googly moogly. This thing, it might be a long season. It's been a while. It has been a long while since the Atlanta Braves had a long season. This might be the one. I think the last, right during the rebuilding years, when they had all that talent that was coming up, and Albies and Riley and Acuna, all those young guys that were coming through AAA and the minors, that's the last time that the Braves really weren't very good. It was the rebuilding years of, like, what was that, the mid-teens? Late teens? Or the early teens, I mean? That's how long it's been. This might be the year. Chris Sale is, you know, he's 35 years old. I don't know, right? He's coming off Cy Young, great, but he's still 35. Grant Holmes has never pitched in a rotation before. Bryce Elder is Bryce Elder. Lopez is gone. Schwellenbach is coming back for a sophomore campaign. You don't really know if he's going to be able to repeat what he did as a rookie. There's just all sorts of... And then on top of that, they're not hitting. And the bullpen's been a mess. I'm reading articles all over the place where, like, people are just sounding the alarm, not for the 0-6 start, but the way that they have gotten to 0-6. And, yeah, they started with a tough, you know, San Diego and L.A., both playoff teams from last year. Dodgers are defending World Series champions. I get all of that. But they're going to have to get it together really quickly, and they're going to have to get some help. And right now, that team that they have on the field is not very good. The outfield with Kelnick and De La Cruz, that's not a good outfield. Michael Harris is supposed to be the best of the bunch. He's in 160. The guy that was leading your team just in average just got suspended for PEDs, and he was only hitting 200. Great googly moogly.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call. 912-638-5778 or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Spring is in the air, and so is engagement season. Let the I do's begin, and let the folks at Cunningham Jewelers get you there. So if you're thinking what I'm thinking, then it's time to get on down to Cunningham Jewelers. They will help you find that perfect, breathtaking ring, no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
I was telling you that we would get into Jurickson Profar in this segment, and we're going to do that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and the SD Gunner Fund. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. The Jurickson Profar situation is immensely frustrating. By the way, the Masters starts this week too, right here in the state of Georgia, up in Augusta. If you've never been, go. It's awesome. It is an awesome venue. I've got a friend that gets free passes to go every year because he's involved in the golf community. And so I didn't go last year, and he did. And so our sons played on the same baseball team together, and I was coaching and he was helping. And so after the Masters, I was like, hey, I heard you went to the Masters. He was like, hey, I heard you didn't. Okay. Yeah, I hear you. All right, so Jurickson Profar. This situation is the worst-case scenario for the Atlanta Braves. It's a situation where you sign a guy for 3 years, 40-some-odd million dollars, right? And it was their big splash signing. It was the guy that was going to come over and solidify the offense. They needed an outfielder. Signed him late. He fit the bill. Good year with San Diego last year. Made the All-Star team. For the first time in his career, made the All-Star team. The interesting thing about Jurickson Profar, especially now with him being dinged for PEDs, is that up until last year, he had never put up those types of numbers, ever. And so he had been basically a journeyman. He was a first-round pick by the Rangers years ago, and he never lived up to the billing. He was a fringe major leaguer. He was basically a fourth outfielder is what he has been for the majority of his career. He's in his 30s now. So he has a good year in San Diego, puts up numbers he's never put up, signs that deal with Atlanta, gets paid, and the first week of the season, ding, PEDs. Makes you wonder if that year he had with San Diego where he was an all-star and all of those numbers that he had never put up before, was he using PEDs last year too? Is that why he put up the numbers? Is that what Atlanta signed? He's suspended for 80 games now. That's Major League Baseball substance abuse policy and their normal suspension. The thing that now concerns me about Jurickson Profar is that very thing. if he comes back or when he comes back, is he going to be the player that he was before 2024, that fringe major leaguer, that fourth guy that's in the outfield, the guy that comes off the bench? Or is he going to be the all-star? We're going to find out whether or not Profar was using PEDs last year or not. Because if he comes back after 80 games and he's closer to the guy that was that fourth outfielder for most of his career, then last year, for sure, he was using. He got paid. Now, he's not going to get paid for those 80 games he's suspended. That's the policy for Major League Baseball. You don't get paid for it. And really critically, it makes him ineligible for postseason play. So in the event that the Braves get things turned around, knock on wood, and they make the playoffs as a wild card or win the division, whatever, he's not going to be eligible. So that means that Atlanta's going to have to figure something out in the outfield to figure that out. That's a bad situation. They'll probably have to go back with Kelnick playing again and being the starter out there when he comes back in the playoffs. You can't rely on Jared Kelnick. You just can't. I think he's proven that for, to this point early in his career. Profar was hitting 200 when he was suspended. He was the leadoff guy. He was a starting left fielder. Now he's gone for 80 games, and that's how he started his Atlanta tenure. The interesting thing is eventually he will come back, right? He will come back. And the interesting thing about when he does come back, what's the reaction of the fan base going to be? Look, Atlanta's fan base is not a fan base that really likes stuff like that. And I don't think really any fan base is, but it's kind of, I don't want to say it's a blue collar fan base because it's not, but it is that kind of fan base like, hey, you know, you put your nose to the grindstone, you do the right thing, you put in the work, you don't take shortcuts, and you work your tail off, and that brings you success. That is the mindset of the Atlanta fan base. And now we've got a guy that was cheating. And the excuse, the statement that Profar put out, oh, I didn't know that I was putting something in my body that was on the major league ban, the substance ban. Garbage. Yes, you did. You were a professional athlete. You know what substances are on that list. You know what you can and you cannot take if you're a professional baseball player. They issue it out every spring training. Here's the list. This is what you can take. This is what you can't. Here's a list of what you can't. He knew what he couldn't take. And do not tell me that a professional athlete doesn't know every little thing that they put in their body when their careers and their livelihood is based upon the health of their bodies. So the excuse of, I didn't knowingly take PEDs. Oops, it's garbage. It's been said 100 times before him by every guy that's been suspended before. I would rather him come out and just say, you know what? I was trying to get an edge and I got caught. And it stinks for me. It stinks for my teammates. It stinks for the fan base. I learned a very important lesson and I will never do this again. I would have rather heard that than the same song and dance of, oh, I didn't know. Unknowingly, that's the word, right? That's the word they like to use in all of those press statements they release. I unknowingly took this supplement, or I unknowingly knew, I didn't know that this was in what I was taking. Garbage. Yes, you did. I don't like that. I don't like it. At least, you know, pull an A-Rod. Just say, you know what? I took it. I took it because it made me a better player. Own it. If you're going to cheat, own it. When you get caught, own it. Don't hand me that half garbage. I didn't know. Yes, you did. Yes, you did know. And you let your team down. You let the fan base down. You're not going to get paid for 80 games. And for what? Oh, here's for what. Because in reality, you're not that all-star player that the Braves signed. You're that fourth outfielder journeyman. That's why you were cheating.
Not only does Gentleman and Lady Outfitters carry the top brands that have made them a staple here in the Golden Isles, they also specialize in prom season. It's always important to look your best. Head on over to the Tuxedo Rental Experts at Gentleman and Lady Outfitters. For over 25 years, Gentleman and Lady Outfitters have been the leader in tuxedo rentals. 600 Sea Island Road in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center on St. Simons. Call 912-634-1521.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
I'm getting fussed at. So I told you guys last week, I got a new boss. Her name is Sarah, and she is very social media oriented, very digital oriented. And so she has yelled at me twice already, and I just forgot because I'm just, you know, I'm not used to doing it and just kind of do my thing. So I'm supposed to tell you, if you miss any of this show, go to thesouthernsportsedition.com. It streams there 24/7. The Jason Bishop Show. There's a little banner in the right-hand column, I guess. So if you miss any of this show, thesouthernsportsedition.com. And then also our Facebook stuff, all of our social media has been revamped by Sarah. That's what you do when you're the new boss. You come in and you start making changes. So The Southern Sports Edition, you can now find the Jason Bishop Show on The Southern Sports Edition's Facebook page. I think there'll be links and all that stuff. I'm actually doing this show on YouTube as well. She has demanded that, she's very bossy, to be honest. She's demanded that I do this on YouTube. She's demanded that I put this thing on Facebook. You know, she's very smart too. So, you know, I'm pretty sure it'll work out. I'm just saying, we're going through a lot of changes, but I'm getting yelled at in my headphones. She's already done it twice, and I just forgot. So, third time's a charm. I got you. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. Check out any of the show that you missed. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and the SD Gunner Fund. Help us bring service dogs to children who need them. Follow SD Gunner Fund on Facebook or go to sdgunnerfund.org today to learn how you can help SD Gunner Fund, service dogs for exceptional humans. The NBA playoffs, we're heading that direction and we're going pretty quickly. For all of us that follow the NBA, most of us are following the Hawks. And the Hawks are, what, like 4 or 5 games under 500. Currently, they would be in the play-in tournament. I think they would get Orlando. There's no chance for the Hawks to really move up based upon all the records. They're not going to play their way out of the play-in game or the play-in tournament. They're in that first tier where if they win, they get in, right? And if they lose, they'll have a chance to play the winner of the 9-10 game to be able to still get in. And then they'd have to play the 1 seed. Now, if they win against Orlando, if that is indeed the matchup and the Hawks are able to hold on to that, I guess it's the 7 seed or 8 seed, whatever it is. If they're able to hold on to that and they win, then they would get the 2 seed. Which would be Boston. So the Celtics are going to get either Orlando or Atlanta in the first round of the playoffs. The Cavs are the 1 seed. So the Cavs are the 1 seed. Boston's 2. The Knicks are 3. Indianapolis is 4. Detroit is 5. And 6 is Milwaukee. Then you've got Orlando 7. Atlanta 8. 9 is Miami. And 10 is Chicago. So that is what the Eastern Conference looks like. Yeah, okay. And then you've got in the West, Oklahoma City is the 1 seed, 2 is Houston, 3 are the Lakers, 4 Denver, 5 Golden State, 6 Minnesota, Dallas, Sacramento playing in that last game, and then the Clippers and Memphis will be in the 7-8 game. So that's what the playoffs look like. With the Atlanta Hawks, this is kind of like what we've gotten used to with the Atlanta Hawks. I feel like year in, year out, it's like 5 through 10. They're good enough to make the playoffs, but they're not really good enough to win anything. They're not good enough to compete with those top tier teams. It's been like that for 2 decades. Remember the last time the Hawks were really, really good early on when LeBron was still in Cleveland. I think like Jason Terry was the point guard or whatever. And, you know, they were the number 1 seed in the Eastern Conference and they did not get to the finals. They got bounced by LeBron's Cavs. Every year it's the same thing. I don't know. And I don't know what you do, because if you're the Hawks, it's a franchise that traditionally hasn't been able to sign big time free agents. And, you know, they have not really done well in the draft. As far as getting impact players, and it's hard to do with where they're constantly picking. They're always picking in the middle. And the NBA draft, because of the changes in college basketball over the last 20 years, it's pretty thin. You know, you've got real impact talent in the NBA draft in those first probably 5 picks. And then after that, you're basically drafting role guys. And that's what the NBA draft has become. So if you're not picking in the top 5, you're not really getting a franchise-changing player. And Atlanta hasn't picked in the top 5 in quite some time. The last time they picked decently high, they took Trae Young, they took Luka, and then traded Luka to Dallas for Trae Young. I often say this when we have this Hawks conversation. Where would the Atlanta Hawks franchise be if they would have not traded Luka to Dallas? If they'd have held on to Luka, built around him with the player that he... And I'm not taking anything away from Trae Young, but he's just not as dynamic as Luka. He's just not. You know, he's a guy that can score from the outside and shoot. And yeah, he's a little bit of a slasher, but Luka is dynamic. Luka can do everything. That's a guy that wins. That's a guy you build around. Who knows? Could be very different. I don't know. But they have the same problem. 5 through 10. 5 through 10. 5 through 10. And they're not beating anybody like that as far as their playoff spot. And they're never bad enough to be in the lottery. They're going to have to hire a general manager one day. I don't know when, but they're going to have to hire a general manager. It's going to have the balls to come in there and just blow the whole thing up. Trade Trae Young, trade everybody that's good and just start over and rebuild and be bad for 3 or 4 years so that you can stockpile picks, so that you can make those draft picks in the top five and get impact players. Until that happens, Atlanta, the Hawks are pretty well doomed to be mediocre. 5 through 10.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
How about a little adventure in your life? Southeast Adventure Outfitters has been sharing the beautiful waterways of the Golden Isles since 1994. Kayak adventures offered daily. Full selection of kayaks from Hobie and Wilderness Systems. Schedule a private demo in Brunswick or find them every day in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Outdoor gear and clothes from Columbia, North Face, Tilly hats, even Costa sunglasses. Book a trip online at southeastadventure.com or over the phone at 912-638-6732. Group and club discounts are available too. Southeast Adventure Outfitters. Let's make some memories.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
We're just going to make this a heavy Braves show. I'm going to tell you, the sirens are just blaring in Atlanta. This thing has got the potential to get off the rails really hard, really fast. There are a couple of players I see out there, both reside at Florida with the Miami Marlins. I'll get to that in a minute. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Also, go to the Southern Sports Edition on Facebook and give us a like. Click the link. We'll take you back to the show from Facebook to thesouthernsportsedition.com so that you can listen to me talk. And there are a lot of folks that do. And I'm grateful. Our listenership, we are the most listened to sports radio show outside of Atlanta in the state of Georgia. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by SGA, Southeast Georgia Health System, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and the SD Gunner Fund. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. Those trade options for the Braves both do reside with Miami. Sandy Alcantara, the Braves are going to need help in the pitching department in the starting rotation. And, you know, right now, and nobody wants to make a deal because the season just started and every general manager is optimistic that they're going to, even if their roster isn't the best, that maybe there are a few guys on the roster that will have career years. They'll find lightning in a bottle and they'll pull a Kansas City Royal situation where they're going to and winning World Series, right? That's what every general manager this early is hoping for. They're not willing to abandon their roster. They're not willing to give up on guys. They're not willing to make trades because they want to see. And we're only a week in, right? Nobody is. That's why Anthopoulos has made so many moves. Hector Neris DFA, Chavez DFA'd. He's doing all of this, and he's scouring the waiver wire, the scrap pile heap of guys that have been kind of cast off, guys that, you know, have not had stellar major league careers or have kind of hit a wall. Those are the guys he's bringing in. And, you know, the thing with two is that you got to wonder, he's DFA two guys from the bullpen. Lopez is now out. He's had to call up Bryce Elder, which I'm pretty sure he didn't want to do. He shipped out Ian Anderson. You sign Profar, and then he gets dinged with PED use. You got to wonder. I know Alex Anthopoulos has got a World Series ring, right? I know he made all those deals for Rosario and Soler in the 21 season that led to a World Series victory. Fantastic. Jock Peterson, all awesome. But how many great moves has he made since then? How many key guys has he brought in that have made a significant impact? How many guys has he brought in that have worked out? I mean, he's drafting a ton of pitchers. Drake Baldwin's the number one prospect in the Braves system. He's hitting 0.56 at the major league level. And look, I said, you know, hopefully he'll hit, create a problem for Murphy. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Murphy's already gone down to Gwinnett on a rehab start. He'll be back some point next week, I guess. Yuri Perez for the Marlins is currently injured. He'll be back around the All-Star break. That's the guy I want, the young stud left-hander. The Marlins are going to want a lot for him. I don't know if the Braves have the pieces to be able to pull off that deal, but at some point the Braves are going to have to address the starting rotation. I do think the offense will straighten itself out. I do think that Anthopoulos will find a guy or two off the scrap heap to throw in the bullpen that will have good years and help solidify that thing. You still have Craig Kimbrell also down in the minors. So, you know, I think that's going to happen. I think the bullpen will be okay. I think the offense will rebound, but the rotation's got to be addressed. You're going to be without Lopez for months, and, you know, you're basically depending on Grant Holmes, who's never pitched in rotation, now Smith Shaver, who is, you know, a young guy. He's like 23 years old, I guess, and he's never pitched a full season at the major league level. I think he only had like 6 major league starts total coming into this year. So, you know, there's a lot of work to do, but the rotation is going to have to be addressed if the Braves are going to make the playoffs. And Jared Kelnick is going to have to
hit.
This
has been the
Good
Jason
luck with that.
Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southern Sports Edition recently announced the players that will be on the cover for their annual high school football preview issue. From Brunswick High, Grant Moore. Glen Academy will be Ty Chisholm. From Camden will be Parks Riandu. From Frederica will be Fuller Wimberly. Brantley will have Caden Hendricks, and MCA will have Makai Jackson as their representative. Congrats to these young men. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Sometimes the horn feels too loud and I get scared. But with my service dog, I feel safe. He helps me talk, calm down, and make friends. I just want to be brave like him.
Help us bring service dogs to children who need them. Follow SD Gunner Fund on Facebook or go to sdgunnerfund.org today to learn how you can help. SD Gunner Fund. Service dogs for exceptional humans. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.